Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Corva prepares her roast chicken with a blend of parsley, sage, rosemary, and rhyme. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, in what is being hailed as a major breakthrough in robot technology, a team from the University of California, Berkeley, has taught a robot how to do what?
To kiss.
No.
I would consider it's that nice, an innovation in robotry.
Nice sci-fi twist there.
Yeah, thanks.
What is kiss?
No, not kiss. Something presumably more useful than that.
Okay, I'm going to need a hint then.
They'll be stationed outside of dryers.
They'll be stationed out. Fold the laundry.
Close enough. Pair socks.
Wow.
Finally, an innovation that will make a difference in our lives.
You know that would make a difference in my life.
Yeah.
I waste entirely too much time pairing socks.
Wait. Can I just make a small point?
You may.
All right. I sent my 18-year-old to college, and I bought him 24 pairs of exactly the same socks.
Right. That's good thinking.
Because if you buy all the same socks, this is not an issue.
Yeah. Well, you know what the problem
right
is?
Right now, some scientists are listening to the show in Berkeley and crying, Roxanne. You just solved something that they just spent $50 million of stimulus money on.
Well, you know what the problem is. You know what it's like? You get the laundry out of the dryer, and you confront the huge pile of unmatched, almost but not quite identical socks, and you say to yourself, just sell the house and walk away. It'll be easier. But technology to the rescue. A team of programmers taught the robot to identify, pair, and fold together a single pair of socks in just 15 minutes.
I'm just going to ask the guys, how many different color socks do you have?
On me at this moment? Two.
Roxanne, British Airways has apologized for an announcement over the PA that erroneously told the 275 passengers what?
That the plane was going to crash.
Exactly right.
Whoa.
Turns out that in the cockpit of your modern jetliner, there are these buttons that the pilot can press to broadcast different automated messages to the passengers. And apparently in this British Airways jet, they put the button for everything's fine, nothing to worry about, right next to the button for, oh my God, we're all going to die. So they're flying along, and this automated female voice comes on all over the plane saying the plane was going in for an emergency water landing. Flight attendants just had to run down the aisles reassuring the passengers. They all yelled, psych! Really, this cabin crew, though, wasn't taking any chances. The new guy they just hired from JetBlue insisted on pulling the emergency slide. He's like, I've had it! That's it!
Well, the British are so polite. Was the button that announced it was wrong just the never mind?
When we said water landing, we meant another round of drinks.
Adam, Gmail, those guys at Google are innovating once again. They've just created a new service on Gmail that does what?
Well, that sorts your mail into different folders. It's not very exciting, but it is a new Gmail feature.
In order of what?
Importance to you?
Exactly. It figures out which ones you want to read.
Yeah.
Priority Inbox is a service. It divides your messages into important, unread, and everything else.
How do it know?
Well, it does this based on what emails you've already opened and replied to. And while this seems convenient, there's a real risk that Gmail will end up telling you more than you want to know about yourself. Do you want an infallible algorithm proving that you prefer fantasy football to your children?
I do not.
Well, I don't mind if Gmail tells me that. I just don't want my kids to
yes,
know.
Yes, exactly. Right. Version 2.0 will go a step further and decide what should be important to you. Emails from your friend Eric go straight to everything else just because Gmail thinks that guy is kind of a tool. And that weight loss thing that you thought was just spam, Gmail says, maybe you should take a look at that. Just saying.
It's like my GPS, which every once in a while I completely ignore because I decide to change, and then it gets really upset with me, and it recalculates, and I ignore it, and then we start having, kind of a little fight.
It's like having a little husband. It's like, damn it, Roxanne, I told you to turn left. Would you just let me drive?
You never listen to me. Why did I marry you in the first place? Wait, we're not married. You bought me.
What about my needs? I don't have to ask directions. I am a map.
Fine, Roxanne. I will tell you where to go.
Extensive Google Maps directions to the end of a pier.
This is getting a little painful, Roxanne.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying sometimes husbands and GPSs should be ignored.
I understand.